And welcome back to Access Cleveland. Now, our focus this year is making sure that you live a healthier lifestyle. And one of the ways you can do that is by eating all organic foods. And joining us today, a farmer with the great company Organic Valley, Mr. Ernest Martin. And he's going to tell us all about Organic Valley and their milk products. How are you today, Ernest?
I'm pretty good.
All right, sir. Now, if you could please talk about your history as a farmer.
Well, I grew up on a dairy farm, which was a conventional farm. My ancestors, as far back as I can trace, were involved in agriculture. They were farmers. I started on my own when I was 20 years old, milking cows. Mm-hmm. We did try conventional at first, and we didn't like to use all the chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
So we switched to grazing, having our cows out on pasture, on grass, as much as possible during the summertime. And that, in turn, led us to organic farming, which in turn led us to Organic Valley. And we're very happy to be part of Organic Valley.
That's awesome. So what does it mean to be an Organic Valley farmer?
Well, first it means we need to be certified organic, and mm-hmm. that means our cows eat all organic feed. Our soils, we take care of our soils organically. No chemicals or anything like that used. We take care of our soils biologically. We try to keep the soils on the farm, no erosion, nothing like that. Mm-hmm. And as far as being an Organic Valley farmer, it means that Organic Valley is a co-op, mm-hmm. and within a co-op, we're all in this together. So what's good for one farmer is good for all the farmers.
Right. Now, is there a shared relationship between the farmers of Organic Valley?
There is, yes. We have our annual meeting once a year. There's other committees. We have a lot of meetings and regional meetings. We get together twice a year. All dairy farmers do.
Mm-hmm.
And we share a lot of information, share things about the co-op. We share great food, and it's another benefit of being part of Organic Valley.
That's pretty awesome. So let's talk about your personal passion. What made you decide that, you know what, I don't want to deal with the chemicals anymore. I want to go straight organic?
Well, basically, what we said at the beginning, you know, you said it's all about healthy food,
mm-hmm.
and it also means a healthy lifestyle for the farmer, for the people producing the food. We don't need to work with chemicals every day like conventional farmers do. My children can play around on the farm without the fear of them getting into any chemicals on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that we apply to our soils is, you know, basically safe. There's no skull and crossbones on our
right.
any of the products that we use.
Exactly.
That's right.
Now, let's talk about the feeling that you get as a farmer. You know, you're basically making the food for us consumers to enjoy. So when you see someone, you know, drinking your organic, pure milk, how does that make you feel?
Well, it's a great feeling. You know, I see my cows out on pasture, eating grass in the sunshine,
mm-hmm.
Nice sunny weather,
mm-hmm.
Knowing that they're producing a healthy product, which in turn ends up in the Organic Valley carton, and to see a consumer buy that milk and in turn milk or any other dairy products that we have, you know, it's great. It's great to know that they're getting a wholesome, nutritious product that's coming off of my farm. It's a great feeling.
That's pretty cool. That's very, very cool. Now, you mentioned the pasture philosophy with the cows. Let's talk a little bit about that. What's the difference between, you know, you having your cows out grazing in the sun as opposed to the other practices that other farmers may use?
Okay, cows grazing in the sun, it's what cows were made to do.
Right.
What they were meant to do. It's their natural environment. Otherwise, cows would be in a barn all day long on concrete or... You know, I will say there's a lot of good practice in conventional agriculture, too.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it just seems a whole lot more natural. It's cows out on pasture where they were meant to be, not in a dark barn on day in and day out.
Absolutely. And that makes a difference in the taste of the milk, wouldn't you say?
It does. It does. And we, you know, we're doing some studies. We don't have all the information out yet, but I've got this intuition that I know milk from pasture is healthier.
Mm-hmm.
But in addition to that, we're doing a lot of studies, and the preliminary indications are what my intuition has already been telling me,
right.
that it is a whole lot healthier, much more balanced in omega-3s and omega-6s
mm-hmm.
and COAs, which is a cancer-fighting agent.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
Yep.
All right. Well, Ernest Martin, I want to definitely thank you for taking out the time and explaining the process to us. And not only that, I want to thank you for being an all-natural organic farmer, bringing us great-tasting food every day. You work hard. We appreciate you. And we want to also thank Organic Valley for being one of your partners.
Sure.
All right. Thanks so much for your time. You have a great day.
You bet.
All right. Thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye.